FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Final preparations are being made ahead of the official opening of the 7th KZN legislature. Proceedings, which are traditionally held over 2 days, are expected to get underway at 11 this morning. Our reporter Enugusha Malinga is there.
Over 3,000 people are expected to arrive at Woodbourne Stadium, where King Mosizulu will, for the second time, deliver his annual speech. The monarch will be accompanied by Zulu regiments, or mama and maidens, for the formal occasion. Security concerns were raised due to the change of venue from the Oval Cricket Stadium, where the SOPA was hosted for 2 years. Legislature Speaker Nontombeko Poesi cited capacity as the reason and assured the monarch that security will be tight. After King Mosizulu's speech, the House will adjourn for the day and reconvene tomorrow for Premier Nduli's address. Nginokuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Pietermaritzburg.
Human Settlements Minister Thembiisa Melane has ordered her department to fast-track emergency housing relief to KZN's flood victims. Some of the hardest-hit areas include Umlazi and Lamontville, where 3 children and 2 women lost their lives. The minister spokesperson, Sekito Machike, says flood damage assessments are underway.
That will inform our interventions in line with our emergency housing policy. She further appealed for maximum cooperation between the government and other stakeholders, including communities.
With northwestern KZN under a level 2 storm warning, Premier Tamin Tuli has urged residents to remain vigilant.
We'd like to appeal to all residents in low-lying areas to seek shelter on higher grounds, as the risk of flooding remains exceptionally high, particularly in vulnerable areas. Disaster teams will remain on the ground.
And police in Bosnia have arrested 3 people on suspicion of human trafficking and child abuse. Officers raided a property in the northeastern district where they rescued a large number of children. Authorities say at this stage they can't provide details about the children's ages or nationalities. But police in neighboring Croatia said that 6 of the victims were found in possession of Croatian papers. The Red Cross is one of the agencies aiding in the investigation. A recap of our lead story. Final preparations are underway ahead of the official opening of the 7th KZN legislature. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.